Voters in Ann Arbor, Michigan, gave the nod to a 30-year tax to preserve roughly 8,000 acres of land. It's one of the first measures in the Great Lakes states to set up a major regional funding plan for curbing growth. Sprawl is prominent in the area, and Ann Arbor and its surrounding townships will share the preservation costs. The proposal will allow the city to purchase easements on land that will prohibit the land's future development and preserve it. Elizabeth Humphrey is the director of the Growth Management Leadership Alliance in Washington, D.C. She says citizens are fed up with seeing houses overtake parklands, so anti-sprawl initiatives like Ann Arbor's are gaining popularity among all political parties.
I think the loss of open space is the one thing that we all see as the big threat of sprawl. It's tangible. You can see the field you used to play in when you grew up. It disappears, and that's visceral. And I think that appeals to everybody who's really concerned about how we're growing.
Humphrey says that Ann Arbor's program is a good approach since it focuses on regional development. And while scenic areas like Boulder, Colorado, and Portland, Oregon have green belts in place, the Midwest generally hasn't followed. But that could all change now, according to Mike Garfield. He's director of the Ecology Center, which spearheaded the plan.
I think that what we did Tuesday in Ann Arbor and Ann Arbor Township could lead to a wave of new conservation easement programs and farmland preservation programs around Michigan and throughout the Great Lakes region.
Garfield says his group's win showed it was possible to successfully trounce a formidable opponent, the home builders. Home builders feared the plan would limit housing choices. They spent $250,000 to fight it. Garfield's hopeful that this victory will help preserve Ann Arbor's high quality of life and its vital downtown. In a mere 10 minutes, he's able to walk to work without fighting traffic, and he thinks the yes vote indicated that Ann Arbor residents value that kind of living. But Garfield realizes not everyone in Ann Arbor agrees with him.
And of course, there were some people in town who are not developers and not home builders who opposed it because it was a tax or because they believed some of the arguments or they didn't trust City Hall or something like that.
Nikki Wardner is one of those people. She lives in a ranch on an acre of land overlooking a public golf course in Ann Arbor's wooded residential section. A handful of vote no signs are perched against her door. Wardner lobbied heavily with other citizens against the Ann Arbor plan. She thinks 30 years is way too long for a tax.
They're going to bond this issue, this proposal, i.e. take a mortgage out. We can never change it. There's no accountability. How do we know 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know, what's going on with it?
Wardner's concerned that this plan was rushed to the ballot without details on how it would work and what kind of land will be purchased. She thinks something needs to be done about sprawl. But she's not sure this is the solution. And she also thinks residents won't agree to the increased development that will likely occur downtown and where she lives.
Personally, you know, I bought my piece of property because I live on a park and, you know, we all like trees and green space. And I don't think anyone wants townhouses or condos or a five-story building in their backyard.
And building more homes downtown is a central part of the plan. Doug Kalbaugh is dean of the University of Michigan's College of Architecture and Urban Planning. He says that to avoid sprawling out, more people need to live in the city center.
There aren't enough people living downtown. It's the living downtown, the downtown residential development, that will do the most to decrease sprawl, decrease the number of commute trips, decrease the length of commute trips, increase the walkability, increase the livability, and urbanity of Ann Arbor lifestyles.
Kalbaugh says if that denser development occurs, that means houses will have to be built on smaller lots. That could curb housing price spikes by adding to housing supply. He says that if carried out responsibly, Ann Arbor's plan could be a small but important first step in attacking sprawl.
As long as gasoline is so cheap and farmland is so cheap, we will tend to have sprawl in America. This is a major model that's prevailed in America for 50 or 60 years, if not a little longer. And it's going to take a little while to turn it around, but this is a significant beginning.
Other towns are looking to preserve green space, just like Ann Arbor's doing. They'll be closely watching to see if it works. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Halpert.